Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And my name is Rainbow.
So today is our TOEIC unit for this month, and it's kind of taking place the first day in a restaurant. Okay, we've got two people are going to order some food. They're going to talk with their server. But how do you choose what to eat in a restaurant?
Well, usually I think of what kind of cuisine I want to eat, maybe Japanese today, Indian, and then I consider price range and the atmosphere. What about you?
Well, I don't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian, so I'll always go straight to the vegetarian dishes, and then I'll see how many choices I have. Now, usually, unless I go to a vegetarian restaurant, there's maybe only two or three choices.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of picking one from them. But yeah, if I go to a vegetarian restaurant, I'll go for what have I not had before? What's a new dish on this menu that I've never eaten? And I'll try that to see what I think of it.
Cool.
Okay, so in this restaurant conversation, however, things are going to be happening a bit differently. The server's going to make some suggestions and talk about things to introduce new dishes. Let's read through it and find out what happens.
Reading. Introducing new dishes.
Hi, we're ready to order.
Sure, can I interest you in an appetizer to start with?
No, but this dish looks tasty.
Good eye. That's our new clam pasta. You can enjoy it with either tomato, pesto, or cream sauce.
That sounds good.
Trust me. Our chef worked a long time to get this dish right. He only uses quality ingredients from Italy and makes each sauce fresh every day.
Okay, I'll try the clam pasta with pesto sauce.
Would you like to add a soup to your entree? Today's soup is cream of wild mushroom.
I'll take a bowl. That sounds tasty.
This new Kobe beef dish is something that appeals more to me.
That'd be an excellent choice. We import the beef from Japan just for this dish. What's more, our chef travels to Japan regularly to study Kobe beef dishes and improve his cooking techniques. Honestly, that's a hot menu item.
I'll have that then.
Would you like to add an optional salad to the dish? That's the traditional side for Kobe beef.
Yes, please.
Great choices. We'll have those dishes out to you right away.
Okay, so we start off. We're in this restaurant. We've got a couple of people they want to order. So Cindy, one of the people, she waves over the server or the waiter and says, "Hi, we're ready to order."
And then the waiter says, or server says, sure. So typically, the server is a noun which stands for a waiter or person who takes your order and brings you your meals. So an example sentence would be, I'd like to give this waiter a really big tip, or a server, since he's been so attentive with my food.
Yeah, attentive would mean he's taking care of you and asking, hey, is everything okay? Would you like anything else? So if a server does that, of course, you're going to want to kind of give them a little reward.
Yeah.
Give them some money. Okay, so the server has said sure, and then says, can I interest you in an appetizer to start with? Now, this phrase, can I interest you in, followed by a noun or a noun phrase, this is a polite way to either try and sell something or just show people something you think they might like. It's more polite than saying, do you want an appetizer, for example? That seems a bit too direct. So an appetizer is also called a starter, and it's a small dish that comes before the entree or the main course. So could be a small salad, could be a little dish, plate of soup, could be all sorts of things.
All right, and then the Cindy says, no, but this dish looks tasty.
Okay, so she's obviously pointing out something in the menu here. The server takes a look and then says, good eye. Now, presumably, this is not what's on the menu. Cindy doesn't want to order someone's eye as their meal. The server is using an idiom. He is saying, good eye, or you have a good eye. Now, this is today's shortcut for you, so let's watch a video and find out what the phrase good eye means and how we can use it.
shortcut for you.
Hey, Rebecca, did you get a new haircut?
Yes, I did.
I thought it looked great and different.
No one else noticed it yet. You've got a good eye.
You think my eyes look good?
Well, thank you, I think. They look fine, but that's not what a good eye means. A good eye means to have special ability to notice or recognize a particular thing or quality.
Oh, so a good eye means 好眼力.
Yes. We sometimes also say a sharp eye.
But...
No, it's not a good idea to put something sharp near your eye.
I didn't think so. Speaking of that, did you see kitchen knives are on sale at the supermarket?
No, but I do want to buy one. You have a good eye for store sales, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so as we've just seen, if someone has a good eye, they have a special ability to notice or recognize a particular thing or quality, like having a good eye for a bargain or a good eye for some nice clothes for somebody and so on.
All right, and then the server says, that's our new clam pasta. So clams are a type of seafood that we have, and we have this in Taiwan as well. Some dishes you can make with clams are clam chowder, which is like a soup with a thicker texture. Mm-hmm. Costco has a really famous clam chowder.
Okay, and they come in there, they've got shells, don't they, your clams?
Yeah, and it opens up. Sometimes there's really small ones, mm-hmm. big clams.
Yeah, some of them, I always think of a clams as being the quite small ones.
Ah, and then they have this dish here where they have clam soup with like some kind of melon.
Yeah, and some ginger in maybe. Okay.
So good.
All right, so that was the clam part. The other part was the pasta. Now, pasta is any kind of food, a lot of different kinds of food made from wheat, flour and water, sometimes eggs. Now, it's hard, but if you cook it for about 10 minutes in boiling water or something else, it gets soft and a bit more chewy and you can eat it. So there are lots of different types of pasta. You've got spaghetti, which is the long one. You have the one that's kind of like a little bow tie. The penne, which is like a little tube. You have lasagna sheets of pasta, which are the flat ones. All different types, but it's all the same ingredients that go to make them.
Oh, I love all of them. All right, so then the server says you can enjoy it with either tomato, pesto, or cream sauce. So these are combinations or three different options that you can choose from, different flavors of pasta. So when we say either A, B, or C, this is an idiom or phrase that's used to describe three different options or when you need to make a selection. For example, you could say, I'd like to get some ice cream. I don't know what to choose from, but I probably get either chocolate, vanilla, or strawberry. Which one would you pick?
Out of those, probably the strawberry. But I would really hope they had like a coconut one or another nut one. Those are the kind of ice creams I like. How about you?
I would like... Oh, I really like sorbet.
Okay.
Italian, kind of like ice cream, kind of like a slushy.
Nice.
Berry flavor.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, so we have three choices there. We have the tomato one, that's pretty easy sauce, a cream sauce, and a pesto sauce. Now, pesto is a green sauce, and it's made when you mix up basil, garlic, olive oil, pine nuts, and a special kind of cheese called parmesan. And you kind of mix all that up and you get this green sauce. So if you see people eating a green pasta, that's pesto.
Yeah. Basil is like one of the key ingredients in Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
In Taiwan, they have a Taiwanese basil, which is sometimes they put it in, you know, those danbing.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's pretty good, too. And yeah. I know some people grow their own basil.
That's right. Jotuntai, I think, is
yeah.
how you say it.
Jotuntai.
Okay, like nine tower basil.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then Cindy says, that sounds good.
So she likes the idea of this pasta. So the server then says, trust me, our chef worked a long time to get this dish right. So there he's talking about the chef. Now, the reason he's doing this is to make the dish sound even more interesting.
Fancy.
Normally you wouldn't say, let me tell you about the dish and the chef. But here he's really trying to sell this dish and make sure Cindy gets it. So he talks about the chef. Chef is a job. It's a professional cook who usually works in a really fancy restaurant. If you cook at home, we don't really call you a chef, but we might say you're a good cook. But if your job is making food, you work in a restaurant, we'd call you a chef. Here's an example sentence. André learned how to become a chef at a school in France.
And then if you're really good, you can be on shows like MasterChef.
Exactly.
All right, and so the server says he only uses quality ingredients from Italy and makes each sauce fresh every day. So here we talk about ingredients. This is a noun. Ingredients are raw materials that are used to prepare different types of food. So an example sentence is, I'm missing a couple of ingredients for the birthday cake. Will you please come to the supermarket with me to get them?
So with these ingredients, we're probably thinking the sauce maybe comes from Italy, the pasta comes from there, a few other things as well. So all of this sounds really good to Cindy, so she says, okay, I'll try the clam pasta with pesto sauce.
And the server says, would you like to add a soup to your entree? All right, so we have this word entree. It's kind of an interesting word. Doesn't really sound like English. It means the main course or the biggest portion or the main part of the meal. So basically, you have an entree, the big thing, and before that, you have appetizers, and after that, you can have some dessert.
Okay, now, the server has asked if she'd like a soup, and then actually suggests a soup, maybe one that will go well with the clam pasta. This is the whole idea of the server trying to make more money for the restaurant by making the choices sound good. So he says, today's soup is cream of wild mushroom.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, this is mushrooms that aren't grown on a farm. They're picked in the forest. And it's cream, which means they've all kind of been chopped up and blended together. So you don't see lumps of mushroom. It's just a kind of very sort of whitish, creamy, very rich soup.
And then Cindy says, I'll take a bowl. That sounds tasty.
So it's worked. This kind of idea of the server kind of selling this stuff has actually helped her buy some more tasty food, so it's made money. Now, let's move on to John. He is the other guest, the other customer in this restaurant. And he's been looking at the menu and he says, this new Kobe beef dish is something that appeals more to me. So he's looking at the beef steak dish or something like that. And he said it appeals to him. If something appeals to you, it is attractive or it's interesting to you. You kind of want to know more about it, or if it's food, you want to eat it. Here's an example sentence. I want to see this movie. It looks funny and comedies really appeal to me.
Wow, and that Kobe beef sounds really good to me too. So then the server says that would be an excellent choice. We import the beef from Japan just for this dish. So Kobe is this place in Japan, and to import, the verb, means to buy a product from another country and then bring it to your own. So we have a lot of examples of imported food in Taiwan. Pat, what do you know that's really good that's imported?
Imported. I have to think, but I often look for British stuff that's imported just because I miss my home. There's some biscuits, McVitie's biscuits I sometimes get, especially if I have a bit of a uncomfortable stomach, because those biscuits, they're like hard cookies. They're good for settling the stomach, and they do come from England. They are imported.
All right, so the example sentence here says, we import a large number of cars from Japan.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so again, the server is telling John and Cindy more about this food to make it sound more interesting, to make sure they buy it. So the server has already told them where it comes from and then adds, what's more, our chef travels to Japan regularly to study Kobe beef dishes and improve his cooking techniques. Okay, so here we're talking about techniques. The chef is learning cooking techniques. Techniques are a specific way of doing something that accomplishes or completes a task. So with cooking techniques, you could be talking about the best way to cut the food, to cook it, to prepare it, to make it taste good. We could also talk about other kinds of techniques. As in this example, the art teacher taught his students a number of different painting techniques.
So then the server says, honestly, that's a hot menu item. Pat, what's a hot menu item?
Well, I presume it means it's served very hot to the touch, but I don't think I'm quite right there.
So when we use something's really hot, we can say that the temperature's really hot, but you know, we've always heard, this person's really hot.
Oh.
Ooh, what does that mean? This means...
If someone's really hot, that means they're very attractive, they're beautiful or handsome. Now, here with the food, what we mean is it's popular. If something is a hot menu item, it's very popular, a lot of people are ordering it, a lot of people want to eat it, maybe because it's new or maybe because it's famous. If you think of a lot of restaurants in Taiwan, they're often famous for a certain kind of food. Oh, the stinky tofu there is so good, the beef noodles there are so good. They are the hot menu items. And often in menus, they'll put the little mark next to them saying, like, you know, restaurant specialty or chef special.
Yeah.
And that kind of gets people to buy them and eat them as well. They're all ways to sell more stuff. But again, it is working because John, who was thinking about the Kobe beef, hearing about it, has made up his mind. He says, I'll have that then. He definitely wants that beef.
And then so the server says, well, would you like to add an additional salad to the dish?
An optional salad.
Oh, sorry, optional. Mm. And the word optional, it means this is a choice. It's not required, but you can add it as an addition if you want to. So that's the word optional, not required, but a choice.
Okay, so the server, he hasn't finished selling his stuff yet because he said an optional side dish. So you could have one, you don't have to. But he's talking about this salad and said, that's the traditional side for Kobe beef or Kobe beef. So here, side just means side dish in this context. But what he's doing, he's talking about, well, if you went to Japan, you went to Kobe and you got this dish, they would give you a salad. That's the best way to eat it. So it's another way of kind of working on the customer's mind and going, oh, then I should get that too, because that's the right way to eat it. And maybe it's the way it's going to taste the best. But of course, for the restaurant, it also means they sell an extra salad.
So of course, then John buys that and mm-hmm. he says, yes, please.
All right. The server then says, great choices. We'll have those dishes out to you right away. Now, the server says we'll here, we will, because he's not just talking about him. He's talking about the chefs, the people in the kitchen. Everybody's going to get everything together so they can all bring the dishes to them as soon as possible. And he's going to go back knowing he's done a good job. He's made sure he's sold two things, but he sold the two extra dishes as well, the soup and the salad. So he's made that extra bit of money for the restaurant tonight because he took the time to talk with these people and tell them all about the dishes they were going to be eating, where they were from, how best to eat them, made them sound really tasty. And so, of course, the customers were like, all right, we'll do what you say. And that's something that, do you often listen to the waiter when he does that? Or do you kind of go, I know what you're doing here. I'll just buy what I want to buy.
I always listen to the waiter's recommendations because I feel like when you go to a restaurant and those people have worked there for a long time, I'd like to know what their personal favorite is. Mm-hmm. So I might say, okay, so these are the specials, but what do you like out of these two? What about you?
I sometimes do that. Again, as the vegetarian eater, I don't do that as much because I tend to stick. But if it's new, I'll sometimes ask. So maybe just like, how should it be served? Like if it's a kind of tea or something with spice, like how spicy would you have it in that country? Because that's how I want to taste it.
Yeah, authentic.
I want it to taste like it does if I actually went there. Okay, that brings us to the end of this part of the article. We're going to go now to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, if you were the owner of a restaurant, what type of dishes would you offer? And as always, we ask why, give reasons. So what would you do if you were a restaurant boss?
If I were a restaurant boss, I've always liked restaurants that had really fancy set menus because I've been told that that's the fancy way to do things.
Okay.
If there's a huge menu and you have to pick, I think it's a bit difficult. So I like option A, option B, and you can pair it with set one, set two. So I would go for that sort of simple, but I feel like the tastes are very well blended together.
Ah,
what about you?
I have to say, I would try, if it was a restaurant in Taiwan, I would try and go more British.
Ooh.
And try and have some British food there. Maybe even simple, because British food isn't that complicated. So some easy stuff. On the other hand, if I ever went back to the UK, I'd open up a proper hot pot restaurant.
Ooh.
Because that's bound to do well. Britain's cold most of the time. Yeah. You want to eat hot pot a lot.
Yeah.
And I think it would be very popular. I know there are some in London, in the Chinatown area. But if I open up a hot pot in my home city, I think that might be the only hot pot restaurant. So I would always try and bring something from maybe another country to offer. And then people will want to come and kind of check it out for that reason.
Would you do British tea?
Yeah, British tea is easy to get here, but you'd have to serve some British tea, some British
beer.
Scones, yeah, absolutely some scones, which can be pronounced scone or scone. They're both okay. Okay, that is all the time we've got for today, but we're going to come back tomorrow and find out what the customers thought about those dishes in part two of our article. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Introducing new dishes.
Hi, we're ready to order.
Sure, can I interest you in an appetizer to start with?
No, but this dish looks tasty.
Good eye. That's our new clam pasta. You can enjoy it with either tomato, pesto, or cream sauce.
That sounds good.
Trust me, our chef worked a long time to get this dish right. He only uses quality ingredients from Italy. And makes each sauce fresh every day.
Okay, I'll try the clam pasta with pesto sauce.
Would you like to add a soup to your entree? Today's soup is cream of wild mushroom.
I'll take a bowl. That sounds tasty.
This new Kobe beef dish is something that appeals more to me.
That'd be an excellent choice. We import the beef from Japan just for this dish. What's more, our chef travels to Japan regularly to study Kobe beef dishes and improve his cooking techniques. Honestly, that's a hot menu item.
I'll have that then.
Would you like to add an optional salad to the dish? That's the traditional side for Kobe beef.
Yes, please.
Great choices. We'll have those dishes out to you right away.
Vocabulary review. Server. The servers at this restaurant are very good. They are always friendly and bring the food out right away. Chef. Our new chef studied in France and worked in restaurants there for years. Ingredient. This dish has such a special taste. I wonder what ingredient gives it that flavor. Appeal. Your company's ads should appeal to customers by showing them the kind of life they want to have. Import. The government wants local stores to import fewer products and buy more items made in Taiwan. Technique. On a recent trip to Germany, we learned some manufacturing techniques that we are now using in our factory.